You're listening to episode number 2347 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 9th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Pete Davidson. Yeah, Pete's in the news.
Oh, Pete.
Yep. He has made his grand return to Instagram.
Wow.
After having largely been off since 2018.
Okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
Now this time.
Yeah.
However, he's not alone.
He's not.
He's created a joint account. Oh, you're going to love this.
With who?
He's created a joint account with former New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning.
Oh, really? I didn't know they were friends.
Maybe it's a bully partner, you know? So you ain't gonna bully, Pete Davidson when Eli Manning's right there to back him up.
I guess maybe you're right. Maybe he's doing this to keep Kanye from picking on him.
Probably still. So. Safety in numbers.
Right.
The pair shared their first post, which featured a video of them laying down in a New York Giants-themed bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Instagram, Pete began the clip. I have decided to come back, but only with the GOAT.
No, okay.
So, Eli and Peyton, talk about keeping themselves relevant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are hilarious. Yeah,
and they got Archie in there and Cooper, too, with all the commercials and the ESPN 2 show and everything else. No. The Mannings, they know
they
how to slice that bread.
They are the ball in your pants.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eli, who is lying next to Pete in the bed, he says...
I hope they had clothes on.
Oh, well,
oh my God.
What's up?
The bromance.
Your bed is so comfortable.
Oh, jeez.
To which Pete replied, aw, thanks, man. We've been having a good time on my bed.
Goodness.
Stay tuned for more photos on the gram.
Oh, my goodness.
Another post includes a snap of Pete with his shirt pulled up, revealing a Giants tattoo on his hip.
Oh, God.
As Eli points at it with a smile.
Ah. Oh, that's hilarious. I'm going to have to check that one out now. All right. Cool. Ooh-wee. That's crazy, those two. Well, I mean, I'm glad that he's... I don't think that there was ever any ill between him and Kim when they split up.
I don't think so.
I think it was kind of like, well, you know, we're just too busy. Let's do our own thing. Now we're waiting for the next person who's going to take advantage of his BDE. I'm sure we'll hear about somebody soon.
Well,
when he gets serious about him.
As soon as he makes a decision.
Right.
Who the lucky woman's going to be?
Who's going to be the lucky one?
The recipient.
All right. What do I do here? I hit search. I go, Pete Davidson. Enjoy the Pete and Eli show on Instagram. Welcome back, Pete. We're all here.
Hey, it's Pete_Eli10.
Pete_Eli10.
Yep. And right now they have around 63,000-ish followers.
Wow.
Already. So.
That's before we told the world. Now we've told the world they're going to have at least two more people.
I think it's seven.
Seven? Okay.
So we're gonna see what they have on Monday. We're gonna follow up on this story.
Follow Pete and Eli, Pete_Eli10 mm-hmm. on Instagram, and it looks like they got some really cute stuff here. It looks like they even flip us off in one of these, but they covered their fingers with emojis. So,
yeah.
You know what? One of the things that I'm looking at here, though, it looks like wherever they are is a sparsely furnished place.
Right.
So I'm just wondering, what the hell is this place?
Well, at the 2022 People's Choice Awards on Tuesday, Shania Twain in her pink hair.
Yes.
She performed some of her hits before accepting the Music Icon Award.
And I might add a sequined bodysuit. For a woman that's in her late 50s, I think she looked pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pink hair and all. And she sounded good, too, by the way.
She's Shania Twain. A woman before her time when it came to... the country
scene.
Do
you realize she is the biggest selling country female artist of all time still to this day? She's outsold.
I think she's awesome.
Yeah, and she's not done.
She's getting she's back.
Yeah, will she get like the People's Choice Icon Award or something like that? That's a biggie.
Yeah,
that's a biggie.
So during her performance of the classic That Don't Impress Me Much,
I love that song,
Shania surprised the audience with a sassy twist when she said, "Okay, so you're Ryan Reynolds." Instead of her famous Brad Pitt lyric.
Yeah. Well, and Ryan Reynolds was there.
Yes.
Because he got an icon.
Yeah, his face
too.
Was hilarious.
Oh, I'll bet.
So, of course, the camera panned to Ryan. He was there to receive his own PCA.
Yeah, right.
And fans quickly flooded Twitter with their reactions to the playful viral moment because this is what people do.
But that's cute. And the fact that she would do that. And they're both Canadian, okay?
Oh, that's
See,
true.
See, there's that, that Canadian connection.
That bond.
The Canadian connection. Yeah.
Shania Twain replacing her Brad Pitt line with Ryan Reynolds is exactly what the world needed.
Exactly.
And so another fan said, Shania Twain singing Ryan Reynolds instead of Brad Pitt just gave me enough serotonin for the rest of the year.
Oh my God.
Simply iconic.
Simply iconic. That's awesome. She said she gave a pretty long speech. I saw most of it.
Yeah, it was good too.
And you know what? The one thing I took away from her speech is she's going to break down every door. She doesn't care anymore. She's going to break down every door. She's walking through it, and she's coming through. And that was her message. You know,
She goes,
don't let anybody or anything in your past
or any mutt
keep you or any mutt. Or any abusive stepfather keep you from knocking down doors because, you know, you're going to make it. And I have mad props for her.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I love her. She was a fantastic artist. And she's, I can't wait to see her in Las Vegas. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge, if anybody wants to send us some tickets.
Oh, geez.
We'd love it. Yeah, no, I'd love to see her in Vegas. So we're going to try and do that.
Oh, we will. We'll end up at some point. I don't know when it's going to be, but we have to go see Shania.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're both crazy fans.
Darn-lutely. With our apologies to Blake Lively and Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
Blake Lively, because she didn't get any love out of Ryan or Shania that night.
Oh, but she did in Ryan's speech.
Oh, that's right. In his speech, she did. So let me take that back. With our apologies to Brad Pitt. And Halle Berry, because he got overlooked. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.